Festival Man. Written by Jeff Berner. Narrated by Toby Berner. These are the memoirs of Campbell Wignette, former head of Bomb Smuggler Incorporated Music, manager at one time or another of many illustrious folk, country, punk, and world music artists. The stack of copiously stained, long-hand-scrawled legal notepads was found in October 2003, outside Pincher Creek, Alberta, by accordionist and archivist Jeff Berner, who also managed to decipher Wignette's idiosyncratic handwriting. Festival Man. Without cruelty, there is no festival. Friedrich Nietzsche, On the Genealogy of Morality. I bought this farmhouse for a dollar, which I actually haven't paid yet. I shouldn't be here. I should be headed home, but I can't go home empty-handed. So I have decided to sit down in this empty, run-down but still standing, discarded house, and write a proper account of how the whole thing went down last weekend in Calgary. I feel the need to make an accounting of myself. Why? Because I know that a lot of people think of me as worthless. Less than worthless. A parasite, dragging other people down. A rip-off artist. I know their nicknames for me. Scambull, Mr. No Problem. I was given an Indian name once, a good one, which spoke of my bravery and rare insight. That name was later redacted by the name-giver to Skidmark. They say I'm incompetent, a liar, an alcoholic. One musician who I still think of as a friend will tell anybody who asks about me that I'm the kind of guy who'd sell his own grandmother and still not manage to make a profit. How do you like that? And in a certain light, maybe they're right. But for the sake of posterity, for the sake of my love, at home in Vancouver, my love whose regard for me I know has been ebbing away like a slow leak in an old truck tire. And for my daughter, too, maybe when she's old enough, after she's heard all the innuendo and bullshit talked about me, there needs to be a document that shows my light on things. I've always sworn I'd never write my memoirs. I've always thought of the written word, unaccompanied by music, as a guaranteed lie, deliberate or otherwise. So this will not be that. It's just an account sheet summary of this past weekend, skipping over irrelevant details, focusing on the key points, and most importantly, explaining, from my point of view, what was really going on under the surface of the events themselves, especially my intentions, my goals, the reasoning behind my actions, actions which I know, on the face of things, might look a bit questionable to some people. The key is to keep that focus, to stick to the story, and not get distracted into digression. Above all, I have to make sure to stay solidly on track, telling the events of this past weekend. It should run no more than 4 or 5 pages, which is good, because my arm is pretty badly chewed up, and I'm afraid it may be starting to worsen a bit. Right arm, though, so I can still write through the pain, as I'm left-handed. So I'm holed up here in this house that I bought for a dollar. I just own the house, not the land around the house. You can do that around here, just by finding a number on a truck stop bulletin board and meeting a guy at the diner in town. That's because this is where the big agribusinesses have bought out all the family farms to create food factories the size of Belgium. It's not cost-efficient to bulldoze all the little gray houses that dot the Canadian prairies. You might as well just leave them standing there. An accidental warning, like the statues on Easter Island. They're not hooked up to the electricity grid or water anymore, but it's summer, and there's some buckets around and a river not too far away that I can get to in the rental minivan that I should have returned 4 days ago. I stopped at the store on the way here, so I've got a bunch of good Alberta beef jerky, a bag of tomatoes, a roll of bandage.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?